Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Good afternoon, St. Louis, DGS 1041 FM KMOX. Happy Monday to everybody.
Hi.
Hello.
Hi. Happy Monday.
Ow.
What'd you do? You heard yourself talking?
I just had a back spasm.
Oh.
It's all right now. But okay. You heard that little stutter, though.
Yeah,
that was like,
I saw it happen.
If you have anybody watching on the stream, you probably saw my face go.
Thanks for giving me the day off on Friday, and I'm good.
Good to go.
Good to go.
3-day weekend.
Good to go. Yeah.
Fired it up.
Yeah. No, I'm still in my bad phase. Like, I was talking to Steve about this. Because I go on vacation the week of the 4th, August 4th, which is, I got this week and then one more, right?
Yes.
Okay.
This week and next week.
Okay. Fine. I can do that.
Not senioritis yet.
I can't do more than that.
Gotcha.
But I can do that.
Gotcha.
Yeah. It was pretty dire when you were gone because it was just a bad alignment of the planets where I wasn't doing my best work and we're a man down. So it was good to have you back. So I'm wearing the colors today, wearing my Bud Light uniform. And I had my third rain out.
Man.
In three games. They're beginning to blame me.
Say Dave Glover, bringer of rain.
Uh-huh. But this one was weird. Like, the first one, we didn't even make it to the ball field.
No.
The second one, we made it to the ball field. We practiced. We took infield. And then a storm hit. This one was Saturday morning at Umzel. It was fine. Not a drop of rain. 10 a.m. game, so I'm there like 8:15. I'm literally first person at the ballpark.
Yeah.
I got that going for me. And then at 9 o'clock, we get a text from the league. It's rain out.
Field wet?
No. But they all thought that they didn't want to put the field together.
Oh.
Because, like, the tarp was still on.
I got you.
You know, so.
I got you. Yeah, all the fields you use require the people that actually are on that.
Yes.
That run that field, whether it's a high school, college, municipality, it's on them to get it ready.
Yeah. So, don't say that, Vic. He said, I'm bad luck. I think it's good luck.
I was going to say, I don't think it's bad luck. I just think it is what it is. You're just the bringer of rain.
I am built for rainouts. Hear me out. Saturday, I got there. I got all dressed up in my costume, went out, warmed up. Played catch with Bob Ramsey for about half an hour.
Nice.
That's fun.
And then drank a couple beers and went home.
Well, that's a pretty good day at the ballpark.
It's a pretty good day.
What more do you want than that?
I'm batting 1,000.
Dave, you're like a relief pitcher that didn't appear in a game.
Yeah.
You play catch, you get done, have a couple beers, go home.
It's great. It's so much better than playing games.
No pain.
No.
No
disappointment.
No failures. Right.
No failures. I have zero failures.
You're just getting the best of both worlds. Get to look good in the uniform.
Yes.
Have the fun. No risk.
No risk. I need to join a rainout league.
Wouldn't that be great?
Yeah.
Like, everybody just makes the excuse. We're going to join a team, and it's the rainout league, and you just go to a bar somewhere every Tuesday night.
Yeah.
It's actually a great idea.
Just play catch.
Get a uniform to go to the bar.
Yeah. Just, how'd you do? We won.
Another rain out.
Yeah.
That's actually brilliant.
So, yeah, I feel like I was built for rainouts.
All right.
So.
And yeah, when you have to play an actual game, you're going to be annoyed. You're going to be like, this was so much work.
Well, that's tomorrow night.
Okay.
Well.
And it's tomorrow night on the AstroTurf at SLU, and it's going to be 106 degree heat index.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. Well, at least it's at night, though.
Yeah.
It's a 7 o'clock?
7:15.
Yeah, that's okay. I mean, it's still going to be hot, but when the sun starts to go down, it's a lot better.
Not this game, but the second game, we actually had a spectator there who stayed through the rain out. And then I was just kind of clocking him because he's sitting there by himself. And someone approached him, and he just likes to watch the games.
Oh,
that's really nice.
Yeah, very nice. Maybe he'll be back. Our fan. The one fan.
Joe.
Joe of the entire
league.
He just
shows up.
How were your weekends?
Nice. Went by fast.
It was a fast one.
Yeah?
It was a super quick one. It was nice, though. I mean, you know, no complaints.
Good?
Yeah. Didn't do all that much.
Good, good, good. So I'm getting all this content, baseball content.
Yeah, yeah.
On my For You page now on TikTok.
Yep.
And I'm a gear guy. I love buying gear. I love buying guitars and drums and things I can't play. And so I started like lingering on like the baseball gloves and things like that.
Oh, no.
Lord, $400
yeah.
for baseball gloves.
Yeah. Now, if you get the good ones, they do last a long time.
Oh, I believe it. I still got mine from college.
Yeah. See, I still have my fielder's glove from high school. The catcher's gloves don't make it very long when you use them a lot, but... I still have my fielder's glove from high school, and it's in great shape.
Yeah.
It's in beautiful shape. Of course, I am a nerd, and I take very good care of that.
Yeah.
It's just the way I go.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, it's the gear is so much now, though. Like, please tell me you're not getting the sliding mitts.
Oh, God, no.
And let's see, what else do they got? Like some of the guys hang towels. Like, this is mostly the kids. The kids, like, hang the towels out the back pocket.
No.
Yeah, good, good, good. No. I knew you were smart.
No, about the only thing I'm doing is an undershirt.
Did you get the Evo shield? Did you get the elbow guard?
I bought one. I'm not going to use it.
Okay, good.
I bought
good.
One. I'm not going to use it.
Good, good, good.
I think my elbows will be fine.
I'm proud of you.
Thank you.
Yeah.
And the sliding gloves, you couldn't pay me enough to use one of those.
I mean, I don't know. Somehow, some way.
They fooled everybody.
Somehow, some way, I played my whole life and never broke a finger sliding.
After this weekend, though, I think I figured out what the Cardinals need to do.
Sell?
They need to hire some bananas.
Oh, I got you. Yeah.
I mean.
I got you.
That was something.
Sellouts at the ballpark. Yeah.
That was crazy.
Yeah. It's just, but that's an entertainment event, not a baseball game, right? Like, nobody's going there for the outcome of the game. Yeah. Nobody is going to care what the score was or who wins or loses. That's just fun. Like, they're having fun. And that's, by the way, that's a good thing. I think more people should have fun with sports like that. Mm-hmm. I mean, the Harlem Globetrotters have existed for 100 years, right? Or something close to that. Because it's fun. Not because they're good. Not because the outcomes matter. But they're fun.
There are a lot of banana haters out there.
Oh, yeah. And I get it. But it's really not worth it. I mean, like, what's the worst thing about it? You just don't pay attention to it. Like, I think what they do is great. I've never once watched one of their games. I don't care. It's not for me, but I think what they're doing is great.
Rach, they made you a little sad?
They did, because while I agree with everything Wheels is saying, and I am not a banana hater, I think what they're doing is really entertaining and fun. There was something about seeing all that go down at Busch Stadium this summer where we've struggled so much with attendance. Like, to see it packed to the brim screaming fans. Exactly. It was like, ooh, this kind of hurts to see this.
Yeah. I agree with that.
Yeah, I mean, the thing is, if the Cardinals could sell out their stadium by just clowning around, they would do that. But their expectation is different. Their expectation is you got to be good. Mm-hmm. And that's a lot harder to do than doing backflips and wearing funny uniforms and having silly rules and all that. I mean, and keep in mind that if the Bananas played there 81 times, they wouldn't sell out 81 times.
Right, right.
You know, it's two games. It's like there's a reason why it's going to get that attention. And by the way, that's what the beauty of them is. Mm-hmm. That's why they barnstorm. Mm-hmm. Because you go here and there, game or two, and it's a big show in every town. You know, if the circus sets up shop in your town and never leaves,
yeah,
it's no longer that big of an event.
So we need less games and more backflips, and that will fix what's going on with the Cardinals.
No, they just need more good players.
Ooh, ouch.
Yeah. No, they do. Look, it doesn't take any rocket science to figure out what their problem is.
Bottom line.
When you look at them in the past, when they were really good, they had better players. Mm-hmm. That's it. I mean, it's not that hard.
And when you have a group of marginal players, which we do,
yeah,
you can still work if you have three or four really good players.
Yeah, the problem is that their top end isn't at the top end of Major League Baseball. Right. The rest of the roster is not far off of the way it used to be.
Mm-hmm.
But you don't have prime Adam Wainwright or the Hall of Famer Yadier Molina or Albert Pujols. You don't have that, so you're not. That's the difference. If you go look at...
Which not only helped you win games, but put butts in the seats.
Yeah, absolutely. 100%. If you go look at the 2006 Cardinals, they didn't have a great year. 83 wins, but they won the division, so they end up getting a chance to win the World Series. That team was way better than their record. They had a lot of injuries. But if you look at that team outside the top four or five guys, it's no different than this one. But you had Albert Pujols in his prime, and you had Scott Rolen, and you had Jim Edmonds, and you had Chris Carpenter. You know, when you've got that level of player at the top of the roster, it changes what your team is capable of. And this team has the same type of roster beyond those guys, but they just don't have those guys. Their top guys aren't superstars. Their top guys are good. Brendan Donovan's really good. But he would have been the fifth or sixth best player on the 2006 team.
So is it just a budget issue as to why we don't have players like that?
No. They've cut back the budget now, but that was a result of not having those players and trying to reset it as opposed to that being the reason. Because they tried it. They traded for Nolan Arenado because they wanted him to be that guy. They recognize it. Bill DeWitt Jr. will talk about it. He talks about it. They know that they need those marquee players.
Okay, question.
But they tried it with Paul Goldschmidt, and they tried it with Arenado, and it worked for a little bit, but then they got old.
You don't doubt, I don't doubt, that our current roster are playing, they're playing hard.
Yeah, absolutely.
So there's no 100%. Question about that.
100%.
The players that we have, the horses that we have, are running as fast as they can.
Yes.
Now, maybe a good coach could bring more out of it, like a thoroughbred, but they're running as hard as they can.
Yeah, I don't think it would matter who manages this team.
Okay.
I think if Tony La Russa had this team,
then it's on the front office.
Yeah. I mean, and I think that's why you've seen them take the approach that they have, right? I mean, they're changing the front office. And I think, it's my speculation, I think Mo's been ready to do something else for a while. It's a long time. I mean, he's been doing this for more than 20 years.
It's a big job.
He's been with the team, I think, 30 years, but he's been the man in charge since 2007,
mm-hmm.
Maybe 2008. But, I mean, it's been a long time that he's been in the top seat. And it's hard to, like, it's just like any manager, right? How great was, you know, Whitey Herzog? Eventually it ends, right? Eventually it stops working. And it's just, that's the way. Look at Tony La Russa. Didn't end that badly here, but when he went to the White Sox, how'd that go? Mm. Not great. And again, it was a long gap and he was a lot older. But the point is, even players, it's the same thing. At some point, it stops working.
Mm-hmm.
That's what it is. That's what happened. So you need a new person, the new young stars to come up. And that's both players and with the guys running the team in the front office. It's not a crazy concept. We've seen it happen.
We need a break. What do you think stops working as a front office person?
I think the hard thing is to change when you've had success. Right. When you have 20 years of doing things certain ways and it works and you're in the playoffs all the time and you got two World Series rings and, you know, you get later on and you're like, well, the game is changing around us, but we don't want to change because we've had success with what we're doing.
We go through that ourselves.
It's why teams end up making these changes all the time, even mm-hmm. from good front offices that just eventually kind of peter out. And peter out's not even the right word. It's just that. It's just like, it really is like the arc of a player's career. There's going to be a point where what you did doesn't work as well as it used to.
Yeah.
And it's hard to adapt and change an entire structure when you've had success doing things a certain way.
Look at Stephen Colbert.
I mean, dude, that story's nuts.
Let's talk about it when we come back.
Yeah, let's do that.
That's my hurricane.
Welcome back, DGS and KMOX. Kevin and I were talking about the Cardinals and the front office and what has gone wrong. And basically, you do something and you do it really well for an entire career, whether you are John Mozeliak or you're Ozzie Smith. And then at some point, you get a step slower, or there's a new way to do something that seems kind of crazy to you. I think we all go through that.
Yeah.
I go through that. You know, like, we all have our heyday, and you're riding up the mountain, you get to the top and you start your descent, and you just hope you can coast far enough. You know, that's kind of how I look at my career. Like, I'd love to do this another 10 years, but I don't know. Things have changed around us. We're doing the stream now. I fought that for a couple of years. Podcasts are the big thing. We have a huge podcast, but what I'm saying is things change.
Yeah.
And sometimes the more you fight them, the faster they change. And we mentioned Colbert before we're going on the break, and seemed to be some interest there in the room. So what do you think? Whether it's conventional wisdom or it's conspiracy theories, how's it hit you, Wheels?
Well, I think a couple things. I mean, I think it's a fair question to ask if CBS did that because of the lawsuit that they just settled.
If that was a part of it?
With the president. Yeah, I mean, I think it's a fair question. But then I started reading. That show loses $40 million a year.
Yeah, I think
how in the world were they doing that? Why would you do that? Why did it last as long as it did? I mean, I was looking at the breakdown. A 200-person staff. What is that show? 1 hour a night?
Mm-hmm.
Is it an hour or an hour and a half?
Hour and a half tops, you know.
So that would be 200-person staff, $100 million budget, and you're losing 40. How did it last? And this, by the way, to me, is less about Colbert, my part of this, and more about the industry. This is, again, TV not learning their lesson. Late night TV is dying. People are not watching it anymore. Why are you spending big money on those shows? It's ridiculous. You're not adapting. And it goes right back to what we were just talking about with baseball.
Well, then it's frustrating to see people complain about it and act as if, you know, the fact that this show was losing $40 million a year is not a big deal to a company. Like, The Late Show with Stephen Colbert is not providing the same type of service that a PBS or an NPR does.
Right, right.
It's supposed to be a comedy show. I apologize to everyone who loves that show. I've never found it funny. Every clip I've ever seen has just been like preaching about politics. That's not how I like to unwind at the end of the day.
Yeah, that's a good point.
And I've just never been like, oh, funny punchline there. It's just a little silly to me. Like Wheels said, it's perfectly fair to ask the question, but then when you look at the numbers behind it, it's like, okay, obviously he's not being let go because of politics. Even Keith Olbermann has come out and said, like, yeah, that's not what happened here. If he was being canceled for politics, he wouldn't be on the air until
for another
May
year.
Of
right.
2026.
Right.
Like, this is just silly. This is a dying media. This format is dying. They were losing money. That's why it's going away.
We don't
have to turn it into some sort of, like, resistance thing.
Yeah, very much. And I also think that, like Rachel said, that format of like, that sort of late night show is going away. People are less interested. There's just more things to watch on the streaming stuff.
Yeah.
But then also, I think that style, so there's a lot of people call it applause comedy. It's basically rose to prominence very much with, like, sort of the rise of Trump and that sort of comedy that Rachel's talking about, where he just gets up there and does, like, you know, for lack of a better term, like, orange man bad jokes for, you know, while also preaching, like, and that's why we need to get back to normalcy in this country, and then everybody goes
virtue
crazy.
Signaling.
Yeah.
And it's just not, that's not comedy necessarily, and it alienates half your audience. I'm not saying it's a bad thing to do, but you have to realize that certain people are not going to watch if that's the content.
It's also alienating advertisers, because that's part of the reason why they're losing $40 million a year, because viewership is going down on the late night shows, and ad dollars are leaving too. So
think about just all of the things that social media and TikTok fill that late night used to.
Yeah.
Right.
The alternative sort of stuff you don't get from the mainstream. Now it's mainstream.
Yeah.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan. Or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
We get stuff we both know and we don't talk too much about it. Welcome back, DGS on KMOX. Well, we talked about my baseball team. Talked about the Cardinals baseball team. We talked about the Savannah Bananas. We talked about Stephen Colbert. So now let's talk about the WNBA.
Oh, boy.
They were wearing T-shirts that said, basically, pay us what you owe us. We've seen this with the women's soccer team. We've seen it now, WNBA, a couple of times. Rach, I think you have a take on this?
I actually don't really have a take. I just kind of wanted to discuss it with all of you guys. I had put on the sheet, like, I don't have the answer to this. I don't feel informed enough to be like, these ladies don't deserve that money at all, because I really don't know what the cash flow is like. I do know that they're projecting to make much more money with the WNBA in the future because of stars like Caitlin Clark and the fact that it's catching on. So I understand why they would like to be paid more. I think their cap is something like $78,000 or something is the...
their highest salary.
Yeah.
For a player, yeah.
Which, I mean, for Caitlin Clark to be making that, or an Angel Reese, like, that feels crazy. But then for the average player, I don't know. I mean, it might make more sense if that's what they're quote-unquote worth to the organization.
I guess it depends on how you analyze it. Like, if you analyze it by revenue, then the Bill Burr bit comes up, you know, when he talks about that. Yeah. And it's like, you need to sell tickets. and women need to be going to see women play. You need to be supporting them. This is the Bill Burr bit, but you don't, and therefore you don't deserve nearly what the men do because they bring in the money. But there's no doubt that there's new heat to the WNBA that they've never had.
Yeah.
And so there's hope for that. But I'm kind of. But then again, is that the only consideration? Like, okay, Dave, you brought in this much money. We paid you this much money. There's not a big enough gap. We need a bigger gap. We need a bigger profit margin. And certainly in the case of Stephen Colbert, where you're losing money.
Right.
So
this will take me a second, but there's a lot to this that there's a lot of context you need to have to have a good opinion on
this. Take your time.
So first and foremost, they are right now negotiating a collective bargaining agreement, which is why this is coming up, mm-hmm. right? This is not in the middle of an agreement. They opted out, which was in the agreement to begin with. They were able to opt out at the end of this year to negotiate a new one, right? So they are just exercising a contractual right that they have as a union, and they are going for the new CBA, which is why you're seeing it. This is not, you know, we're year one into a five-year deal and we don't like it.
It's not a protest.
Right. This is the beginning. This is part of the negotiating process, right? Okay. So to understand the history of the WNBA, forever, its first 25-plus years, the WNBA lost money. It was subsidized by the NBA. Most of the league is owned by the NBA mm-hmm. and by NBA owners. So they've lost money for a long period of time, right? That is a fact. For a long time, the WNBA lost money.
Which, may I interject, I now know from having rich friends that losing money is not the worst
That's
thing
correct.
In the world.
Exactly right. It was not a big, and it wasn't an amount of money when you added it up where it mattered at all to the NBA owners.
Yeah.
Not even a little bit. Okay. And you're right. They just write it off. It's no big deal. It is not. And in fact, there's a reason they did it. They didn't. I'm sorry to break everybody's bubble here, but the really super wealthy billionaire NBA owners didn't do this out of the goodness of their hearts. They did it because there was an advantage for them in it. In the tax advantages, and because they saw that maybe in the future it could be self-sustaining and a source of revenue, which it is now becoming. So if you look at the WNBA's revenue a couple years ago, it was about $200 million a year, right? That's not very much money to run a league on, right? You're going to lose money on that. Last year, it was $700 million, and this year they're projecting to hit $1 billion for the first time. This is why the players are saying pay us more, because it is growing. So if you're negotiating a collective bargaining agreement in the period of growth, that's the time to ask for more. If I'm working in radio and my company's kicking ass and making lots of money, that's when I'm asking for raises when I'm in a contract. Like, this is normal contractual negotiation tactic. You can say that they haven't earned it in the past, and that is correct. They didn't. But the league has now quadrupled its revenue in just a 3 or 4 year period. Some of that is better TV deals. Some of that is Caitlin Clark's popularity helping these last couple of years. And not just her, but also this, the rise of college. Women's college basketball has gotten more exposure. It's on TV more. It's on ESPN, not on ESPN Ocho. You know, there was a long time where women's basketball was just not anywhere to be found on TV. And now they have big outlets. So it's all of this is happening at the same time. So when you're looking at whether or not they have the right to ask for more money, it's about where it is now and where it's heading, and not where it was 5 years ago, mm-hmm. not where it was 10 years ago or 20 years ago. And I thought this was the most, I'm not a big Dave Portnoy fan. He's obviously a great businessman because he's turned a nothing into a multi-billion dollar business with Barstool. He actually came out, the king of the bros, came out and said, all of you guys whining about this, you're idiots and you're wrong. They finally have some leverage. They finally have some ability to get a better deal for themselves, and they're doing it. Like, the king of the bros came out with that take, and he's dead right. When do you ask for more money? It's when you have leverage and opportunity, and that's what they have in front of them right now. And it doesn't mean they're going to get like the NBA. They're not going to be making that much money, but you know, when your league has quadrupled its revenue in a 3 or 4 year period, and the TV deals are long term deals, they're not going away. Mm-hmm. I don't understand where there's an outcry, and I'll tell you what it is: it's because there are ignorant people, and I just mean they don't know this stuff.
Yeah,
who are just going to react instantaneously. Like, ah, the chicks are asking for more money they don't deserve. Like, no, they're actually, it's a growing business and they want to grow with it. Instead of signing a collective bargaining agreement where they're going to be in 5 years making a deal that's based off of revenues from 8-9 years before that.
Wheels, what do you know about this when Danielle online says sports related? The Washington Commanders say that they're threatened by Trump to go back to their Redskins or else he will block their stadium deal. Also, he is pressuring the Cleveland Guardians to return to the Indians, says that we are canceling the Native American culture.
Well, I don't know. He did do a Truth Social post about that. He said the Washington whatevers should immediately change their name back to the Washington Redskins football team. And he did the same thing with the Guardians. And look, man, he's just trying to change the topic from Epstein. That's what he's doing. None of this matters. None of that is anything to do with the president of the United States. And that is an overreach. I don't care whose political alignment you're on. That is an overreach for the president to tell a private business what they should be doing with their name and their image and their marketing sales stuff. If the NFL is not made up of a bunch of libs, those NFL owners are huge conservatives that support Trump. This is noise. It's noise. Those guys support him. They donate to his campaign. Most of them, I know that there are going to be exceptions, but if you take the 32 NFL owners, I'm going to bet you 30 are on the right side of the political aisle. I don't mean correct. I mean the right versus the left. Mm-hmm. So I don't understand where there's this like, oh, you're woke. It's not, the NFL, the owners are not woke people. What they do is for their own business interest, whether it was dealing with the Kaepernick thing, whether it's the names of the teams, they're doing what they thought was in their best interest financially because that's what those guys do. That's what the NFL does. That's why they took the Rams from St. Louis and put it in L.A. Everything they do is for the money.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it's just noise. I don't believe it for a second that he's going to go there.
Another controversial topic. There are now fake LaBooBoos.
Oh.
Oh, no. I had not seen this.
They're called LaFooFoos.
Oh, mm-hmm. No.
Mm-hmm.
I've seen a number of knockoff LaFooFoos.
We should get
actually
into this business.
We should.
We should get into the knockoff LaFooFoos.
Oh.
We should have Lad Goo Goos for DG and their little Daves with the...
I like it. I like
sharp
where your head's
teeth
at.
And the little bunny costume or yeah, whatever.
Just right? Call them Dave Boo Boos.
Dave Boo Boos. That's interesting.
The LaFooFoos look just like the LaBooBoos. I would never be able to tell the difference.
What's mine called?
Dave Boo Boos.
Dave Boo Boo is good.
Boo-boo?
Yeah.
Well, it depends. It's all
Dave
up to you, man.
The Boo Boo?
Yeah. The Boo Boo.
Glove Boo Boo?
We can do... Nah, there's no good Ramjet joke in there. I was going to try to do it, but there's no good one.
Did you guys like my Ramjet bat?
Yeah, that was pretty great.
Jet bat.
Did you, by the way, I can't remember. It must have been when I was like scrolling on TikTok, but somebody did I think it was a joke. It wasn't meant to be serious, but it's like, if you're a guy under 5'7", you're basically a LaBooBoo. I'm like, hey.
Damn.
I'm only a little bit more than that. I guess I'm LaBooBoo-ish.
There's no need for that.
Leave the short kings alone. Yeah. I hate when they go after the short kings.
Well, it was definitely done in a humorous way. It wasn't meant to be mean. It was just a joke. It was not like, you little guys are terrible. It was just meant to be funny.
Yeah.
You know, I saw today is the 1 year anniversary of Joe Biden dropping out of the race, by the way.
Oh, wow.
And I was able to mark this time by someone wishing the 1 year anniversary of Wolf Blitzer enjoying a Wolf Blitzer themed cocktail at a bar and posting about it, and then he had to like run back to the studio because Joe Biden was resigning.
Have you seen what your best friend Hunter Biden said today?
No. I did not.
He gave a 3-hour YouTube interview to a podcaster, and he said, I'll tell you exactly what happened on the night of the debate. My dad had taken Ambien.
Why?
Which is interesting because he didn't have a prescription for Ambien, and it's a big deal what prescription medications the president of the United States is on, so they always list them, and we always find out, oh, they're on a heart pill or they're on a statin, and that was never divulged, but I guess because he was traveling and he was flying on Air Force One and he was afraid he wouldn't sleep, and he said that he was on Ambien, and that's why he acted like that.
So he took Ambien before he went out onto the debate
stage. This is what
stage.
Hunter says.
that doesn't make you sound any better.
No, it doesn't.
That makes you sound much, much worse. Mm-hmm. And I actually question your intellect at that point. Oh, I need to wake myself up.
I need
to take the sleeping pill.
You're taking a sleeping pill you've never taken before.
That's not true. That's just straight up not true.
A lie.
That didn't happen.
Mm-hmm.
He's lying.
I mean.
And it's not, I agree with you, it's not a good lie.
No.
You're not like, oh, okay, Ambien. Yeah, I've had Ambien.
Oh, so he was on a sleeping pill whenever he was debating his greatest rival for the presidency. Like, what? No, that makes you sound worse.
He's actually saying that the people that handle the president of the United States of America gave him an Ambien before going on national television for a presidential debate.
Yes.
No way. Sorry, but I'm not trusting the... No, I was going to be a jerk there. I was going to say, I'm not trusting the cokehead.
Or did he give it to him? You know that Joe has a soft spot for his son, Hunter.
I'm just going to reiterate what I said last week. Hunter Biden needs to be quiet.
Yeah.
You are not helping anyone. You are not doing anything good by sharing this type of information. You just need to chill out and stay out of the spotlight because all you're doing is hurting people that you supposedly love and care about.
That dude is a wrecking ball, isn't he?
He's a wrecking ball. I'm sure he has people who love him, obviously. I'm sure he is lovable, but boy, he is a wrecking ball.
Like, dude, learn how to take a back seat. A, you're not the story. B, when you are the clown in the story.
Yeah.
Stay in the background.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Matt DGS 151. I got so mad at a stupid clickbait story. I was just chilling, reading my phone, and there's an article that said, chef adds one ingredient to make the venerable tomato sandwich even better. Now, you know I like a good tomato sandwich. I'm growing my own tomatoes at home. And so I'm like, okay, I'll bite. No pun intended. So I'm reading the article and I'm like, don't do it, D-head. It better not be what I think it is. Do you know what it was?
Steak.
Bacon.
Yeah.
It was a BLT. On.
So we're talking. Yeah.
Is this a Zoomer thing? Did the Zoomers invent BLT like they invented going on vacation?
I literally read the article twice because I wanted to make sure, is this some next level neo-genius comedy stuff? No, they were really like, we like to cook bacon in the oven and then crumble it up and put it on our tomato sandwiches. Okay.
Well, bacon is a spice, remember.
Mm-hmm.
According to Kamala Harris.
Yeah.
Oh,
in the Subway Takes video that has been destroyed or something. It was so bad they wouldn't air it.
Oh, this, bacon I don't know spice. If Kevin was here for this.
I must not have been.
Yeah, you know the Subway Takes guy? He like sits on the subway and gives his Metro card and people are like, here's my hot take. Kamala was supposed to do that show and she did, but she wanted to talk about how she thinks bacon is a spice, which is nonsense. And also the host of the show is Muslim and has never tasted bacon. And it was just so horribly awkward that they never aired the interview. This is during the campaign.
Bacon is a spice.
Do you remember? It's like a fever dream we all went through, or like a night out on the East Side or something, the whole of this last election. But remember the seeming passion that the Democrats had? It's the
people got excited when Joe finally did drop out, and everyone was did try to like coalesce
real
around
excitement.
Kamala.
Yeah, I mean
the party of joy and all that stuff.
Yeah, we really didn't
the party of joy.
We
that
didn't
was a
do
thing,
the wrong there, right? Like we, the like royal we, you know, myself and others who tried to get very excited about this new direction. We weren't the ones that did anything wrong. We did our best. They just did not meet us at all with any sort of inspiration.
I don't know how you guys felt about it, but I was really surprised that Trump won. I really thought Kamala Harris was going to win. And then after like 48 hours, I'm like, of course he won.
Yeah, I was pretty sure Trump was going to win.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It did not look promising in the
I was fooled.
No.
In the few weeks leading up to the election.
I mean, the numbers were always mixed, but they always are, right? Like even every election, it's always like lately anyway, it's always too close to call in the real time. So when you get to election night, it literally could go either direction.
It all felt way too similar to 2016, which was the problem.
Yeah.
Like it's right up until like, you know, the New York Times has their little bar and it's like 100% Kamala. And then as the night goes on, it slowly turns to over to 100%.
I'm going to talk about not adapting to new things. Democratic Party still doing things the old way. Oh, it's your turn.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.